Let's turn now to another veteran observer of world affairs, Ophebia Quist Arkton, currently NPR's West Africa correspondent. But back in 1996, when we first went on the air with the world, Ophebia was our roving U.S. correspondent, so she covered the 96 presidential race for us. Ophebia came by our studios for a visit this week, so I asked her what she makes of this year's presidential contest.
It's such a bad-tempered election campaign. I think that is... And also Donald Trump. I mean, he is just so different from your average candidate, presidential candidate. And also on the Democratic side, you've got Sanders. So I think Africans are saying, hey, is this really an American election? Because it seems so very different from the campaigns that we have seen, people trying to become the candidate. And I think that's what strikes people, also what people are saying.
Well, Donald Trump is very good at making headlines here. Are people that you've met, speaking with in Dakar, for example, looking at him and saying, there's something more than just headlines here?
Of course it's headlines because of what Donald Trump has said about Muslims. Senegal is a majority Muslim country. And when you get somebody who is trying to become president of the United States saying that Muslims should be kept out of the country, of course that is going to make headlines all over the continent. But of course, that has really struck a chord. And people are sort of saying, what is the discourse going on in the US? Why has this come about? And I wouldn't say they're particularly worried, but they're certainly curious about how this can be part of a campaign to become president.
And what about Hillary Clinton? Because she's traveled around the world as Secretary of State. She's put in some decent time in Africa with diplomats and officials there. Certainly a better-known quantity for Africans than Bernie Sanders.
I think he is getting fewer headlines than, say, a Bernie Trump or...
A Donald Trump.
Oh, that was a bit Freudian, than a Donald Trump or a known quantity such as Hillary Rodham Clinton. Of course, she was the Secretary of State. She traveled quite a bit through Africa. She championed women's causes. And of course, they know her from before because she is also Mrs. Clinton. But I think perhaps it's the African intellectuals who tune in to what Bernie Sanders is saying. The newness, he says, that he will bring to politics in the US. And that, of course, strikes a chord because you have many Africans, especially younger Africans, who are saying, we're fed up of the status quo. We're fed up of sit-tight presidents. We're fed up of the elite that rules Africa. It's time for change. So those sorts of people who are on the web, you know, who use social media, those are the younger generation who will know who Bernie Sanders is.
Right. And I suppose those people are getting excited by this campaign this year.
I don't know whether excited is the word because, you know, Africans are very excited about their own elections,
sure,
making sure that they bring change. But they're certainly interested. And in the long run, Marco, it is so important because what will U.S. foreign policy towards Africa be depending on who is elected the next president? It has been Barack Obama, considered by many Africans as an African president as well as an American president because of his Kenyan roots, what he has brought to Africa. And that compares with what George W. Bush, who traveled extensively also in Africa, PEPFAR, for example,
AGOA, the AIDS fighting program,
African Growth and Opportunity Act. Those key initiatives came under his watch. So you have a few people saying that perhaps Obama hasn't done as much as Bush.
Let me ask you about that as a final point. Obama, as you point out, was a son of Kenya. But as I found out when I was in Nairobi in December, a lot of Kenyans seem kind of disappointed with Obama, that he didn't shower them with more visits, with affection, with a kind of significant help. Is that disappointment reproduced elsewhere on the continent, or do you find that people are kind of happy with the 8 years of Obama?
No. I think they feel that much more could have come out of the Obama administration, despite all the priorities he had that were off the continent. They're glad he visited. He came to my particular country, Ghana first. He visited others, East Africa. He'd been to Kenya, Ethiopia. He went to South Africa, of course, and others. But I think people feel that there should have been more from this black president for Africa, more initiatives, despite Power Africa and the important initiatives, Trade Africa, that have come in under the Obama watch. More could have been done for Africa. But they still like him because they see him as a son of Africa.
Ophebia Quist Arkton, NPR's West Africa correspondent based in the capital of Senegal, which is called
Dakar.
And formerly here at The World is our roving U.S. reporter. Great to have you on again.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.